the funeral.
If everybody's dressed in black, you'd say they're in...
Tuxedo.
And, you know, people that are kind of sad because somebody died, you'd say they're in...
I don't know. Sadness.
Mm-hmm. And it's kind of a special name for it, sadness.
Unhappy.
Uh-huh, you'd say they're unhappy, they're in...
Shock.
Mm-hmm. Or you might say the whole nation was in over the death of the president.
I don't know what they call it.
What about mourning? What about, would you use that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What would you say, the whole, if you say the president died, you might say the whole nation was...
mourning over his death.
If somebody meets you on the street and says, well, how are you today? And you're feeling about average, you'd say, I'm...
feeling okay.
If somebody's troubled, you might say, it'll come out all right, don't
worry.
What would you call a disease that old people might get in their joints and hands?
Arthritis.
And a very severe throat with blisters on the inside of the throat would be called dip.
A sore throat, I don't know.
Uh-huh. Would you call this something that begins with dip? You might call this dip.
Hair, fear, I don't know what it's called.
What would a disease be that makes you yellow? Skin might turn yellow. Eyes?
Sunburn, I don't know.
If you have your appendix taken out, you'd say you had an attack of...
I don't know. I don't have any idea.
And, let's see, the operation to take out an appendix is called a...
surgery, I don't know.
If you ate something that didn't agree with you and it wouldn't stay down, you'd say you have to...
throw up.
And other ways to say this would be...
I don't know. Throw up.
If somebody's pretty bad this way, you might say he was leaning over and...
I don't know.
Would you call this anything, maybe a Technicolor burp or anything like that? If a person vomited, you'd say he was sick.
Yeah.
Where would you say he was sick at?
Stomach.
How would you say this? You'd say he's...
got an upset stomach.
Uh-huh. And you'd say he's sick?
To his stomach.
And let's see. You'd say she hardly got the news when she came right over. Say somebody came over and, you know, to let you know something had happened, you'd say she'd hardly got the news when she came right over and...
I don't know. Heard it.
Uh-huh. Or, she came right over, and the reason she came over was...
for the news.
And she came over to let you know about the news, so she came over to
talk about it. Notify you.
You'd say she hardly got the news when she came right over
to it.